Praise God. And what is next week? Hour of mercy experience. Are you ready? Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for hour of mercy experience in the month of March. Lord, we pray that whosoever will come in contact with these flyers, it will represent your presence. May this lost be saved. May the sick be healed. May the bound be loose. May the captive be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have your seat. God is in the neighborhood. Is it true? God is in the neighborhood. So, when God is in the neighborhood, he shows that he's around. When he finishes visiting your neighbor, what will happen? He will branch to your side. Praise the Lord. This is wedding galore. As I told us that I saw where they were producing wedding bouquet. So many of them last year. And the people were picking and picking it anyhow. God feel like maybe they will exhaust this one. Let me go back and produce more. Praise the Lord. As many as are interested this season, you will receive your own blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not just for girls, even boys. All these are our manchellos. The brother that are waiting for, brother trans waiting for formation, brother revival, brother purity. Must be celebrated. And the first one I mentioned before will be coming up Saturday, 11th of April. It's our sister Nkechute, the first daughter, Ijeoma. Praise the Lord. And another one is praise the Lord. And the Ibanku is coming on the 7th, and the wedding is on the 11th. It's our mommy Chinelo Zumba. Stand up. I know wedding is 10th is Friday, so they did it so that poem will be fully represented. The banquet is on Tuesday after Easter. The wedding is Friday. Then the other wedding is on the 11th. Actually, I'm at the date na. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's between Elizabeth Chimfornaya Ozumba and Chukwu Jindu Nkema Konam Osadebe. Praise the Lord. Hachabu Muchineke. And the Hashi Eligwe. They are from heaven. Praise the Lord. The wedding is Cathedral Church of Good Shepherd, 11 a.m. Then the reception is Cope Civic Center, Polo Park here. Praise the Lord. Sister Angel, Okwiji register, our register is intact. If you celebrate others, you'll be celebrated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God has been so faithful to us. Can we just wave our hand and just say something to him? Father, you have been so faithful. You have been so merciful. In this season, so many things are happening. But God has not allowed us to mourn unnecessarily. He didn't allow us to enter pains that we cannot explain. We give him all the glory. Just reverence him. Sons of the angels, worshiping the Father, the one who sits on the throne with healing in his hand, singing, holy, holy, holy. We sing, holy, holy. Oh, It's your name, patient. It's your name, patient. Praise the Lord. You know the meaning of patient. What is patient? Matters a lot. If you don't, you can rename yourself. If you don't like the one they gave to you, you change it. While we were worshiping God, God told me to tell patient that the battle is over. That battle is over. I am seeing a medical diagnosis that have to do with prostate. The man is not here, but it's your husband. You may not need to come out. Consumption. So when we dismiss, just come over here and we'll tell you what to do. Is it you? Your husband? Medical diagnosis. Praise the Lord. God will handle it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Said Selen. Don't know whether it's Celestina or Celeste. Selen, but it's a name. They call that person Selen. Selen needs serious attention. He needs to be exempted from debt. I heard Selen. That's what I heard. Selen. If your name is Sele, and you know somebody that answers Sele, every debt hovering around that person is cancelled. Every debt hovering around that person is cancelled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't know. You have a son that they just sent back from abroad, and since that time, nothing is working. This person is your son. I think the person went to read, but he wanted to stay after reading. At the time, he just have to come back. And since he came back, nothing is working. Who is that person? And the person is your son. He's a son. He went abroad. He has the intention of staying more, and he couldn't stay. He have to come back. And since he came back, he's not doing well. Who is that person? Let me pick Karabaka Shakata, Malaysia. Malaysia. The country he went to is Malaysia. Do I have to speak Igbo? Okunanuye Nebu. N'inwere nwa nwa jere obodo oyibo Malaysia onata natakwa onwe ihe ọ na-eme because eshi from in fact on the Nsude onye a na-ekwu for she from Nsude ndị Nsude na-anụrụ ihe nkwu ọ bụrụ gị bi n'ụtọ gbaa ọsọ gbaa ezigbo ọsọ because it's a program they did it that he will come back empty and now he's back he's not doing something tangible praise the Lord that is what I saw in the realm of the spirit God will change that story but he will handle the cause of the problem. Should I tell you what to do? What to do is, this time around when we want to praise God, you will dance unto God like there's no tomorrow. It will go and handle that charm, that altar. Because the altar that is speaking is from your husband's house. We might have water. I'm even seeing the man that did it is holding so many people hostage in that particular village. But he will leave your son in a hurry. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, solution. The solution is when we start dancing, you do what? You dance, you celebrate God. Because when Paul and Silas, they prayed, nothing was happening. When they started singing, the Bible said that the prison doors broke, the chains broke. And even the foundation of that building was shaking, which means the cause of whatever that is happening, God will also handle it. That's what God is telling me. He will handle it. Praise the Lord. And I want to announce again that this season is season of fruitfulness. Yes, so I saw it again. But it's season of fruitfulness. And this time around, you will give birth as you desire. Each of you move, each of you boy, more boy, each of them more. Because the fruit was so much. It was so much. And that is the dividend of giving praises to God. Praise the Lord. You can go back to your seat. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And we were able to provide buses for number one Nsude people, MNA, then Ababa. But some people are still calling me. Nafue Tirego, that I should give them money to come out from their house to join the bus. Praise the Lord. That I should provide money for them so that they can come out from their house and join the bus. Praise the Lord. Just keep on praying for me. When God makes the provision, I will do it. But Kukuma, everything, there are some price you have to pay to get what you are looking for. If ever you value what you are coming here for, you try. If I have God, by the help of God, provided the bus that will pick you people, Kukuma and provide the money for Keke that will drop you where bus will pick you. Praise the Lord. It will happen one day, but let's just keep on growing. I understand that the fuel is now, I think, 1,003. So let's just believe God. Very soon, we will have fleet of buses. Even if you are living in Obuako, we'll go there and pick you. Even if you are living in Abloga, little Abloga or Ablogas, we'll go there. Even if you are living in Gariki, we'll go there and pick you. But for now, just bear with us. It will soon be over. Praise the Lord. Our country is working. Our country will favor us. And if God has not given us the car, the green card to go out, as we are here, Nigeria must favor us. Nigeria must favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Praise the Lord. This is our praise and worship, then thanksgiving and testimony. God has done more than enough. God is doing. God will do. We owe him all the praise. So we took time to handle praises last week, worship. Today we are talking about thanksgiving. And our text is in Psalm 100. We read all of them. And I would like it in Message Bible, if it's possible. Message Bible. Praise the Lord. Psalm 100, from verse 1 to the end. Let's read it together. It's projected. On your feet now, applaud God. A gift of laughter. A gift of what? A gift of what? Can you do it? It means that God takes note when you laugh in his presence. Actually, laughing unto God is a gift. Don't come here and frown your face. It's an abomination. Bring what? A gift of laughter. Praise the Lord. Then sing yourself into his presence. So you can actually enter into his presence by doing what? By singing. Know this for emphasis. Know this. God is God. And God, he made us. We didn't make him. It's not vice versa. You know, I told us, is it you people that I was telling or issue? That God made you in his image and not vice versa. You didn't make God in your own image. Because so many times we want to bring God into our little sense. Trying to make God in your image. Defining how things should be for God. Is it possible? Can never be possible. Praise the Lord. We didn't make him. We are his people. His well-tended sheep. Kaya katakarabakuria. With the password. What is the password? Which means God is like, it's like this, my phone. If I don't tell you the password, you can't access it. You want to take money from my account. If I don't tell you my PIN number, you can't access it. Is it possible? You can't access it. Which means to access God, there is a password. And it's not one time password. OTP. No. You know, there are times when you are trying to open an app, they will give you an OTP. One time password. You can use it and for that particular moment, you can't use it again. It's one time. But this one is not one time. Any day, anytime, this is the password. So God is giving me a new expo. How we can enter. Thank you. Make yourself at home. Talking praise. Thank him and worship him. We'll come back to that verse 4. Then verse 5. For God is sheer beauty. All generation in love. Loyal. Always and ever. We go back to verse 4. Just give that verse 4. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving. That is our topic. And I want to do that quick so that we have time to appreciate God. There's something God told me this afternoon while I was praying and worshiping him. It was like he talks to me so many times in pictures. And we were in fellowship. And the people were coming to testify that I entered into this struggle. God delivered me. I had cancer. God healed me. I had hepatitis A to Z. God healed me. I had asthma. God healed me. God now asks me, how many have thanked me for preventing all those things from happening to you? Did you understand? You are coming to thank him. He delivered you. He healed you. He did provided for you. He did all this. What of when God exempted all those things from happening to you? Last week I went to Were to preach, and the music minister was just giving a narration of what happened to a woman. A woman did everything and went to sleep in the night. Around 2 a.m., a big tipper that was carrying chippings had a brake failure. Left his lane, entered another lane, proceeded into that woman's house, entered the bedroom. They were sleeping, they were three, and ran on that woman. She died on the spot. She was not walking on the road. She was not in the kitchen cooking. She was resting for the day, hoping to wake up in the morning and continue. And in her sleep, she met her end. I want to paint a scenario. Why you owe God the thanks? You know, since January, I've been talking to us about obedience. If you have been following my WhatsApp write-ups, you will see that I've written so much on obedience this year. Is it true? It's true. Do you know that thanking God is an act of obedience? Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving is confession. Confessing how good God is to you. The Bible says that in the book of James 1:17 that every good and perfect gift comes from where? Above. When we were talking about the nature of God, we will still go back. By April, we continue from where we stop. We are talking about God's nature, knowing God for yourself. Know what God can do and what he cannot do. One of the things I told you that is the nature of God is goodness. God is not associated with evil. Evil can happen, but it does not originate from God. It it originates from the devil. Even when you remove D from devil, what is still remaining? Evil. So everything about him is evil. In John 8:44, the Bible says that he's father of all lies. He lies and is the father of all liars. Is his habitation evil? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. That is why you thank God. You thank God for his goodness. We talked the first day about praises. Praises clamorously displaying God's goodness in your life. You praise him, his vocal. You don't hear it when you are praising him. You do it so that people will hear. And we talked about worship. Worship is what God means to you. God's words to you. To those that worship is W-O-R-T-H, that sheep. The worship of God in your life. What God means to you, it will cause you to appreciate him, to adore him. And we handled that last week. And that was why we couldn't praise God the second session. Because I took time to do the worshiping. Praise the Lord. The greatest gift God has given to mankind is salvation. You didn't pay him. He did it freely. And we're supposed to appreciate him every day for it. For it. Praise the Lord. Whenever you are worshiping God, you obey him. Whenever you are giving thanks to God, you obey him. You cannot say that you love God. You cannot say that God means something to you when you don't thank him. All the time you are frowning. All the time you are complaining. All the time is you are murmuring. You become expressly an enemy of God. Is it true? Yes. Show gratitude to God by obeying him. We've talked so much on obedience. That is not our topic this night. Even last week, I told us that the highest form of worship is what? Obedience. And I read Genesis 22:5 for us. Where Abraham, immediately he heard God. Immediately he heard God. He didn't even consult the woman that gave birth to the child. He ran. And he told the servant, stay here so that I and the lad will go yonder and do what? And worship. Giving thanks is obeying God. What am I thanking God for? For who? For what he did yesterday. For what he's doing today. And again, what he will do tomorrow. It's a debt that you owe him. You want to ask for more, but the one you receive, you didn't acknowledge it. That is why the Bible says the password to access God is what? Thank you. Is it not what we read just now? Enter with the password. Call thank you. Let it be what you do all the time, not just on daily basis. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving to God. And I wrote here, thanksgiving to man. Whenever God wants to meet your need, he will use
man, God will not come down. When you pray that God will visit you, he will send the man. You need money now, and you are crying unto God. Somebody can say, can you do so and so thing for me? He say yes. Then I will pay you so and so. It's a contract. God brought that man to solve your financial need. Is it not true? Then how do we appreciate our fellow man? There are some that will I call ignorant. But if you are in this house, you know that we say it often. When you don't thank even man, you close the door of another one. Somebody helped you and gave you an employment. And they say, hey, is it not a sister in fellowship? It's what sisters can do. No, thank you. Nothing. Will you receive another one? You are waiting for the sister to tell you to come and thank her. It's an error. It's an abomination. You don't do such. If assessing God, you cannot do it without thank you. We are created in God's own image. I learned from Gary Chapman that words of affirmation, appreciation, is a love language. To me, it's universal. There is even a small child. Then start clap. Have you ever seen a child when the child is learning how to walk? Do if they help the child to stand up, they will just shift back and start doing what? Clapping and laughing, celebrating the child. What will the child do? The child will start moving. A child. Brethren, the highest need of man is to feel celebrated. The child you talk down on, even if that child wants to do more, because you kept on talking down on that child, you will not do more. Everybody needs appreciation. It's a need. My sister was telling me, he showed me a message that my son, one of them celebrated birthday. He gave that person money. The person was replying. He just sent an emoji, thumbs up. Thumbs up. He decided to call him. I want to know if you received so money. Yes, I greeted you. She kept quiet. Was celebrating birthday. He sent the same money to him. That one picked his phone and told him some garnished story. The story was garnished with some good words. And I remember so time when you used to buy sweets for us, when you used to do this, when you used to do. After doing it, he said, sister, it's not up to how many days I sent another money to him. Who is that person that doesn't want to be celebrated? You reminded her how she has been of a help to you maybe 10 years ago. But the other person, thumbs up. And since that time, he never talked to him. I'm giving you a practical example. He said, at times I will pick my phone. After reading the message, I'll just say, hey, this is my brother, wire. and we wire some money. Brethren, it's a must. Don't trivialize any relationship. God, in his infinite mercy, you may have been crying, begging God, and God will open a door of a relationship. You will close it with ingratitude. It doesn't matter who does that thing to you. There's nobody that doesn't want to be appreciated, including your husband. There are something I will do. I won't consult him. We just finished talking and I have the money. I will do it. We say, hey, I found out that you did just this thing. I say, yes, ma. He say, thank you. You are too big to say thank you. There are some doors that we never open for you until you learn how to say thank you. Any act of kindness, you needed an idea, you needed somebody to counsel you, and it's your friend, and you called that person, and you spoke on phone, and he counseled you, gave you a solution to a problem that had been bothering you for 5 days, and you dropped the phone and kept quiet. You are not ready to grow. You will send message. Thank you for your time. Thank you for this timely counsel. I am grateful. Some will say, she knows or he knows that in my heart I like it. Eh? When else you want such favor, go to your heart and do it. That is true. Go to your heart and do it. I'm giving you a code that can open any door. And I've been saying it. You are not hearing it for the first time. She knows. He knows. He knows that I like it. It's not true. I didn't know. Love is an action word. Me, I didn't know until you show me. Don't tell me I know. I didn't know anything. You cannot say you love me when I don't see it. Love is not hidden. When you love, it shows. It's not hidden. Appreciate your fellow human being. Some people closed doors that Jehovah in his infinite mercy opened to them because of ingratitude. Is it because using nonsense words? How can I give her? Is it because he helped me? Betty, okay, who told you? There's nobody that doesn't appreciate gifts. In fact, if someone helps you, look for a gift that will be indelible. Lake. This one will pass and give you. This one, you are not giving anybody. You won't grow. You won't leave that position. Appreciate that person. Then I learn how to start giving, no matter how small. That the other boy said that there is nobody that is too poor that doesn't have what to give. To appreciate people. Somebody impacted, changed your story. Is it because I'm happy now? At times they even, somebody said the husband bought a car, and she wanted maybe time more than car. But you didn't appreciate the guy. And you know that you couldn't. And now in that place, if you don't have car, because the miles you cover to even go to shopping is much. It's not here that you see bus and keke. You won't see such. And you couldn't appreciate it. Highly insensitive. Highly. Highly. You see a governor. There is one that is living around us. I don't know what he is. But ordinary child dedication. Car parked until our gate on the road. The car was parked everywhere. If you like, don't come. Whether you like it or yes, you will come and show face and come with your gift. Who are you celebrating? A child of 3 months. Make you no come now. Tomorrow you will come to. Were you in that my child dedication? Did I see you? Say no, I couldn't make it. You know, I was busy. When it's okay, drop your fine. I will attend to it later. You will never see brake lights in that. It's true. There are some people that will come. You will squeeze your fine and put it in the dustbin. Why? You closed that door with your hand. It doesn't matter. If it's your sibling that helped you, say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. My daughter told me that there was a time they were praying for his Alawi. They didn't pay on time. Then he told the brothers, all of them joined hands and prayed. And they paid the Alawi. He appreciated them. But yesterday, my Emmanuel says, you said they pay you. In the masjid, I'll never release any prayer points to you people. The prayer point of 4 months ago, that's still beating me. That's still beating me. I said, did they pray for you? He said, yes, they prayed. But I've also sown seed. I said, sow again. The seed is endless. Save, sow again. Praise the Lord. Don't trivialize any act of kindness, no matter how small. Look for something. I was listening to one preacher, Emmanuel Iren. He said there was a man that is one of the sponsors in his ministry and done so much that he didn't know how to help this man or how to appreciate this man until one day they were just talking and the child came in. Daddy, I've seen the dog I like. And he mentioned one dog that he have to pay in Russia. Dog to Nigeria. What do you think was in his mind? A sense of appreciation. If this is what this man's child, instead of the man doing it, let me do it to appreciate him. Emaho will be Unketa Shine from Russia. Or see, when he heard the name, he was hearing for the first time, he went to Google more on the dog and everything. We build it, cackled it to appreciate a man that has impacted his life. All the people that have impacted your life, what have you done? You thought it's your right. And this is, I know that God loved me. Why I know that God loved me is he will use people. How many people have left your life because of your carelessness? Me, as a mother, if I do anything to you, I won't beg for it, but I will watch you. Including my children. Yes, including them. I will just watch you. You will not call me on phone. Mommy, good evening, ma. I will send an emoji. God bless you. And I will move. Mommy, how is the day? How is God's work? How is it? I will send endless blessing. I will send it to you. I move. May God not give one nonsense. But it's true. You will not ask about that person except when you are in need of money. Somebody shout error.
Error.
It's an error. It's an error. There's one day I sent money. Thanks. God bless you. I kept quiet. When he was now in need, started sending message. I didn't reply. He came back home. Oh, by able to Natawa, mana jungle, or the one clear. He came back. He came back. Hey, mommy, I was sending you. He reset a prayer. One slap, you know, he can share the oil with anointing. Go, he reset all the brain. Mommy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. They saw reaction here like more than 10 times. Because if you continue, tomorrow you will do it to another person. Learn how to appreciate people, learn how to celebrate people. Is it when that person died that you now celebrate that person? When that service, all them celebrate person when the person is alive. You like discussing death more than life. It's abnormal. It's witchcraft. On that person's happy days, celebrate that person. You didn't call. Why not say? Message. I used to like to stay on my own. But in the matter celebrate again. But when it's another person, you are a witch. You don't need to fly in the night. You are not happy. It's evil. It's not good. Learn it to. If God say that it's a password, it's also a password to the heart of men. You will see some women that you know that they are aged enough to be your mother. When they are greeting you, you will now stand like Iroko tree to receive greeting. And so better of the whole universe. You won't last. You won't last. Then that person will come. He told you go who blew like if you can ask. God asks, what have you that I did not give to you? What and what do you have that did not originate from me? That I did not give to you. Be calming down. Tell your neighbor, be calming down. Pride will not take you anywhere. You started with thanksgiving. When you got what you are looking for, thanksgiving is no longer necessary. It's no longer necessary. Why? You have gotten what you are looking for. I pity you. I've gotten what you are looking for. In this my position today, if not for God, God took me where I am. It's God. It's God and God alone. I know how I prayed. Your second name is sorry. Your second name is sorry. One day, something will happen. You will look for your source. Your second name is sorry. Because all these things, God takes notes. You know how somebody labored. Labored and labored and labored to make sure that you smile. To make sure that you didn't cry. When God, if not for God, the way I pray, my dear, God still answers prayer. You won't even mention that person God used to to help you. No worry. One day could be one day. You will need that person again. Because we in our culture, deep in our world, you know. We in our culture. One day could be one day. You will have a need for that person. You have a need. Learn how to appreciate. I prayed for a girl 2014 while we were in retreat center. She read economics. I've never met her. In fact, since that, I've not seen her till now. But under Holy Spirit inspiration, I said, wow. I saw you with lab coat. He said, yeah, I read the economics. I said, no, you're a medical doctor. So I said, I just graduated from economics department in UNICEF. I said, thank you. It's good. But what I'm seeing is medical doctor. That's who you are. I saw even stethoscope on your neck. He said, but I'm not a doctor. He said, okay. Argument, imagine. They left. Life happened. She got a job in WHO, Anambra State. Before you know it, there was a need to read medicine. She went to school to read medicine and became a medical doctor. Prophecy fulfilled. But another thing, there was no marriage yet. She now sent her sister to go and tell me to pray. So that she will marry. I didn't say no. You know, hey, me, no, how? Hey, I'm more a poor woman. He said, tell her to come. Obiagun, why? Don't break the bridge. Don't break the bridge. If you break it, you need it tomorrow. Am I wasting your time? Value to your life. Don't break the bridge. You will need it tomorrow. Don't pretend that nothing happened when somebody has added value to your life. When you were about running helter-skelter, that person was there following you up, praying. When God answered, you don't need to call that person. Mm-mm. Is he not God? Even God knows that what you are doing is wrong. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because when jungle mature, some people have lost their life because of ingratitude. I saw one many years ago. It's like 2009. She gave birth and the child died. Hey, I screamed. The husband cousin brought her to me. I prayed. I said, child, what I saw, Carolina, no bite on living in somebody's tongue. I said, never you try conception until we finish praying. We started prayers. One day, she vomited it. You know, vomited it. Started from the dream, opened her eyes and kept on vomiting until make sure that she vomited everything. I said, now, can you see why your baby could not live? The doctors were surprised. They don't know what happened to the baby. I said, stop accusing the doctor. It's you, not the doctor. I prayed. And God answered. I said, you cannot conceive. She conceived. I was in the hospital. I said, let's go again. She went for the second time. Until God answered her. Then I told her, there's a covenant. Don't leave God. If you leave God, they will gather and take away your life. This is marriage. When she felt that God had answered her prayer, she cut off. And when they now gather, because this time, of things, they will give you time. When it was time, nothing could restrict them. They took away 3 days. She died. 3 days. 3 days. Oh, Ishonwa. Oh, malaria. She died. Before I knew what was happening, I saw the poster. be a victim of negative prophecy. You will not be a victim of negative prophecy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be wise. Be wise. If it's your mother, appreciate her. Your parents, appreciate them. There is a prayer they will pray for you that ordinary men cannot, especially when they are still alive. Benefits of thanksgiving. Just feel pray. Thanksgiving helps you to enter into God's presence according to Psalm 100 verse 4. Password. It's a password. Thanksgiving activates God's power. You know, when you have a gun and you don't even know how to operate it, you have a weapon but you can't use it. Thanksgiving is like a weapon, but you know how to trigger it. Praise the Lord. The power of God is available for every believer, but how do you access it? Number one way of accessing God's power is thanksgiving. In John chapter 11, verse 40 to 42, all of us know the story. When Jesus Christ came to the grave of Lazarus, the very first thing he did was what? He gave thanks. That thanks activated God's power for miracle. Before he could say, Lazarus, comfort, he first of all did what? Gave thanks. The situation may be so bad, but find a way to give thanks. You want to involve God? Thank Him. Praise the Lord for any miracle that you are expecting. Thanksgiving perfects what you have or what God has given to you. It perfects it. The 10 lepers, Jesus healed them. 9 went their way. Is manna for you. I was wondering what in the heart of all those people that went away. But I find out that even this day, that is what man, that is man, that is humanity of man. But don't be among them. Be among the people that will come back and say, thank you, Jesus. Don't worry. Next week is what we are going to handle, testimony. There are some people that are thinking that testimony is to help the preacher or into encourage. It's a lie. There is one testimony that can duplicate 100. That somebody heard your testimony is enough for that person to receive such testimony. Don't you know? 9 went their way. Thank God to Jesus of Nazareth. We have been hearing of him. Thank God, oh, Jesus, you try, Jerry. Move their way. But one person said, no. I want to go and meet this man that wiped away my shame. Do you know what it is to be in such mess? Let me go and tell him thank you. I don't know how he did it. My story changed. My situation changed. Let me go back. He praised Jesus. If it was common or if it doesn't matter, Jesus wouldn't have talked about it. Jesus wouldn't have mentioned it that me and you are reading it today. He knew that it's very, very important. He now said, where are the 9? Which means he was expecting all of them to come back for Thanksgiving. Where are the 9? Are they not 10 that we are healed? Where are the nine? Are you one of the nine? Chineke, it's when you do the remaining one. I have my note. Oh. I've marked three. It's remaining. When you finish it, I can anchor. You're a joker. You are joking. God is not owing you. In fact, when God asks you to thank, it's for your own good. He will take the glory, but he will change your story. That's how it happens. God will take the glory, but he can't keep it. What he will release is what? Change your story. He will take the glory, but he will change your story. It's not a one-way business. No, it's dual. Don't be part of the nine. Find a way of appreciating God. Thanksgiving multiplies blessings. In John chapter 6, they had just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. To serve multitude. Men was 5,000. What of women and children? You talk of 20. But Jesus knew what to do. Immediately he gave thanks. Which means thanksgiving is a password. There's nothing that explains it like being a password. He gave thanks. God said, you are thanking me for this little thing. Okay, start giving it to them. He was giving until there was up to 12 baskets left. Abundance. You want to enter into abundance, give thanks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving brings contentment. When the devil keep on showing you all the things that God have not done for you, he want to steal your joy. He want to steal your happiness. Don't allow it. But when you ignore the devil, hey, I'm leaving. What of that my friend that died? What of the other day somebody was telling me? A woman that he saw and he was even inviting. The woman went for what is Mother's Day preparation. And they had accident. Had a KK accident. By today, on the way to mortuary. But the devil will not remind you that this could be you. Who told you that you are living by your power? It could be anybody. It could be anybody. Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you for the, Gwanande government, Tinubu Tienila Yegu. But you don't know that there are some of your mates that look for who you put tie on to Hajere where apple and fruit. God gave you one. Tinubu Tienila Yegu. That's why you wake up with complaint and go to bed with murmuring. Take your eyes away from all those and start thanking him for the little. Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you for where I am today. Thank you because I'm not begging to eat. Thank you. I have something little. You will multiply it. The Bible says that in Jeremiah 39 that you will multiply you. You will not be few. It could be anything. It could be that money in your bank. When God wants to multiply it, he may not do miracle money. He can't. He can do it, but not always. Miracle money is that the money is in account. None of your children were sick. You don't spend your money in nonsense. They can't. They refuse to spoil. You drive it for 3 months. You just go and change your year. God is giving you a miracle. Is that not a miracle? There are a family that you enter into. One person will start having cough. The whole family, cough and malaria, typhoid, before they finish treating. finish. 200,000 is gone. Is it not true? But year to year, you will pray. You will at times drink olive oil. If you don't have time, midnight prayer, wake up to pray. Lay your hands on your children. Everybody is going. No paracetamol even. Praise the Lord. Be contented. You have vision, but you cannot jump into that vision without thanksgiving. Who will guide you? A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Lamp, guidance, path, direction. Who will guide you if not him? Appreciate him for where you are. Lord, I'm grateful. I didn't know that I'll be here today. I am so good. From the depth of your heart, appreciate him. Appreciate him. Marakasakatakatakata. When you appreciate God, it prevents and protects you from bitterness. It prevents and protects you from pride and the forgetfulness. You won't be bitter against God. Do you know that there are some people that are bitter against God? They are bitter. What did God do? In fact, in so many cases, me and you are the cause. But we find a way of blaming God. Appreciate God. Don't be bitter. He didn't answer the way you want. Take it like that. He knows the best. Romans 8:28. That all things worketh for good to them that love God. Take it like that. Whether the situation is not telling you that, it's a lie. Look at what my Bible says. All things is all things. There are some opportunities you missed. You felt that, hey, it's because God did this. But when he gives you the next one, you will start thanking him for missing that one. Because he sees the end from the beginning. How many of you are ready to give him thanks again in a special way? This time around, do it consciously. Do it purposely. You now know why you are doing it. I am not doing it so that we will wait for seven. I'm doing it because he deserves it. I didn't give it to him the way he should the other time. But this time around, I want to do it conscientiously. Can we stand on our feet? Choir. The next 15 minutes, give it to God the way he will appreciate it.